Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hey, Jeremiah. How you doing? My name is Mike.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good. All right. I got an offer for a reservation code for working capital offer.
Sure. What's that, what's
guys,
that code?
What, okay. It says reservation code 2311.
Mm-hmm.
0401 3010429.
So it was 0001, right? When you said three zeros.
Yes, 0001. Correct.
Okay. And Mike, what's a good phone number you're calling from, just in case we get disconnected?
909.
Right. Uh huh.
5604 16.
Okay, great. You calling from Orange County, Riverside area?
Riverside. Well, San Bernardino County, actually.
San Bernardino.
I'm in Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, Rancho Cucamonga. Okay, right on. We're in San Diego over here.
Okay.
So not too far
not
from you.
Not too far down the road.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. What's a good? What's the name of your business?
It's Norfork Incorporated. N-O-R-F-O-R-K.
Perfect. All right. Let me ask you a couple questions real quick, and then I'll answer any questions you got for me.
Sure.
Are you? I have the billing address as P.O. Box 1344.
That's correct.
Okay. Are you guys a? How's your business structured? Are you a LLC?
We're a C-Corp.
C-Corp. Okay. C-Corp. Okay. All right. And so, what are we looking for? Are we looking for equipment or capital?
Well, I'm looking for capital.
Okay.
I'm looking for capital. Equipment, I got 2G capital loans on a couple pieces of equipment. All my equipment's free and clear, except for two latest pieces that we bought, you know, during some projects that we have. And but we're looking to pay those off pretty quick here now, because we've been paying, I don't know, about 18 months on them now. And I'm thinking of selling one, so that's going to get paid off, and then the proceeds are going to pay the other one off. I'm not used to financing equipment because I buy it cash.
Got it.
You understand? Everything I own, all my excavators, all my backhoes, everything. I'm a general engineering contractor since 1988. And the thing about it is I got a few projects right now going on, and working capital sometimes to do other things I can't afford to pull it out of the accounts, because I got to keep it for the employees, for everything else.
Sure.
You know, maintenance and a couple hundred thousand to 250 capital, working capital on top of that would open up some little bit more opportunities for me in my same thing. In other words, what I buy and sell equipment, all my equipment, I replace it every year. So I upgrade. And I get a good deal, I buy it cash, and I turn around and sell the other piece.
Nice.
But it doesn't cost me nothing to own it, because I use it on the job. I get my rental out, and I don't rent anything.
Nice, okay.
You understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't rent anything. There's nothing I rent. Everything I own. And I just continue to upgrade, and it's been very well for me in the last 15 years to do that.
Okay.
So...
Okay, so if I can, just to clarify, so do you buy equipment and you rent it out to people? Is that what you guys do there?
No. I'm a general engineering contractor. I have my own job.
Got it.
I buy equipment. All my equipment's mine. I have it on a job. So, for example, I know in the next 6 months I ain't got a job for that. I sell it, and then I replace it as I go through.
I see.
In other words.
So, no, I get that.
We're
I understand
constantly
that.
Looking for equipment.
Constantly. Just looking for the right deal, right? Always.
We're looking for a deal. Always. And everything's for sale.
Yeah, everything's for sale.
Everything's for sale.
Okay.
Everything has its price, you know?
So how much were you looking for, the amount there?
Well, $250 is good enough. That right now I'm thinking about building a few dump trucks, Super 10s, because right now with all the new laws, we're running two right now. We've already got offers on them, but I can't let them go because I'm using them. And I can't be without those trucks.
Yeah.
You know, they make me good money every day. So I can't let them go. So I'm thinking about building a couple new ones and letting mine go. The only problem is I have to buy them cash to get a good deal. I can't finance them.
I see.
You understand? Because in other words, I'm gonna turn them in 60 days.
Okay.
Those trucks.
Okay.
So there's no time for financing or dealing with payoffs. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
This is all newer stuff.
Okay. How soon were you looking to bring this this capital on?
As soon as you can get it approved.
Okay. Do you kind of have an idea of return on investment on this? So if you get the $250, and you're able to take this cash, how much are you going to make off of this money for your business? I just want to see if it's going to make sense.
Well, in my business, I use it as working capital too. In other words, right now I have two college projects. I have one at Mission College, another one right here in San Fernando, and another one in downtown LA at LA Community. And then we do work for LAUSD too. So, but right now I have two ongoing projects right now that are still another 6 months for completion, and they're one's $4 million, the other one's $1.5 million.
Oh,
and
nice.
we keep going. You know, I have six or seven guys, and we just go out and do the jobs that we're. The part of work we're doing, and they're ongoing projects because they're complete improvements.
These sound like some big projects. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year, $2.9, almost $3 million.
Nice. What about this year? Are you guys on track to beat that, or you're trending flat?
Yeah, and we're about $2.7, $200,000 less.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a few things to do, and I didn't put a couple things together for a couple of months because I was on vacation.
Okay. Okay.
A little bit too much stress.
How long you been in business for?
My license, 1988, my first license. That's Noriega Engineering. And that's August 15th, 1988.
Okay.
Norfolk's license is 2001, so 15 years.
Wow. Good for you, man. It's good to hear. You don't hear that nowadays, you know, a lot of businesses. I mean, a lot of people are starting businesses, but...
Yeah, exactly, but they don't hang on. I've been, like I said, I did a lot of public works projects, and then I got on to a general that only did the schools and the colleges, and I've been with him for 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
that's awesome.
That's been an ongoing relationship for 20 years now, so and it continues. It's always... We're always busy. We're as busy as we want to be.
Yeah. Right.
Busy as we want to be. The only thing is, I've never kept all my apples in one basket. So, we build buildings also. I've improved commercial properties. We've built houses. So we're not just underground. My main licenses are, I'm an A and a B. So I'm a general building contractor and a general engineering contractor. So between bridges, highways, and all that I did 10 years back, that's all I ever did. And then the last 15 years, nothing but colleges and schools.
And wow.
The last 15 years, pretty much solid. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And they're coming around, and they're coming around again because LAUSD is backtracked.
Wow.
They're coming up right now with a bunch of projects. It's going to get real busy. The only thing is, I want to prepare myself for it.
Absolutely. Are you 100% owner of the business, Mike?
It's me and my wife.
Okay. Are you guys 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike and my wife, 50-50.
She's actually 51%.
Okay.
And I did that because I used her credit the last time around.
Okay.
So that I can keep mine available. But... All my home loans and all my commercial loans are her as the 51%.
Got it. Do you have any current working capital loans out right now?
No, none.
Okay. All right. Good.
I work off about $200,000 in our accounts.
Okay, that's awesome. That's
average.
So just kind of, just. after this little conversation we had and, you know, the numbers you've told me here, there shouldn't be a problem at all of getting you close to that 250 that you're looking for.
I'm about a 730 credit score, and my wife's a 700.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I don't see a problem at all. So my biggest concern, well, not really a concern, is my goal for you would be, I want to know, how long are you looking to pay this back? Is this something you can pay back, like, shortly, or are you looking for a longer term? What are you looking for?
Well, 3 years would be good.
Okay. 3 years. Now, I want to be kind of upfront with you. 3 years is our maximum program that we have for capital, but
two years will work too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. A lot of our first, I can shoot for 2 years.
That's no problem.
I would do.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 years is fine with me. Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. Now, what I would need, our process is simple. We're not like your traditional Wells Fargo or Bank of America type of bank.
Okay.
We're a specific business private bank, and we don't ask for all kinds of crazy paperwork. It's simple, one-page application. I need 6 months of your business banks, and then your guys' most recent tax return. Did you guys file for 2015?
2015.
Tax returns? Did you guys...
I think 14th is we got an extension till September on those.
Okay, not a problem. I would just need that extension.
I'm extension for 15, but I have the 14th. All 14s are current and file, and I don't know the IRS or the state, nothing.
Perfect.
Everything's been paid.
Okay, yeah, if you could give me 2014 and then just send me a copy of that 2015.
Extension?
The extension for him, yeah.
Right.
Just so I have it on file here.
You need the corporation return and the personal, correct?
No, I don't need any of your personal. This
what
is all.
Mean?
None of this is going to go in your guys' personal report. This is all your business.
No. Yeah. Okay.
So I would just need the business tax return. In fact, I'm going to send you an email here.
Okay.
Give me like 2 minutes. What's a good email?
Just send me an email. Okay. My email address is Norfork, N-O-R-F-O-R-K, @hotmail.com. That simple.
Simple. Okay. I like it. Mike, let me give you my direct line so that way you can call me if you have any questions.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 858-909-8867. Okay. Now, here's a great thing about us. You said you kind of needed it right away. We work as fast as you want to give me the information. So basically, if you can get that into me soon, I can get you an answer in about 24 hours, and then I can get you funded in about 2 days after that.
So that's fine. Yeah. If it takes 2 weeks, that's okay.
Good.
But yeah, I mean, I got an auction coming up here that I can pick up a couple good trucks. So yeah, if you can get it done in 48 hours, I'm telling you, by next week, I mean, we're in good shape.
Okay, well, let me see what I can do. I want to get you the longest term possible at the best rate possible, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to send that over.
It's fine, but you put it together. All right.
Absolutely, and I'll give you some options. I'm not just, I'm not going to come back
here.
And
give me some options because I like options.
and I want you to know.
Just like on GE Capital, when I financed the equipment for one of the projects, mm-hmm. We just recently paid one of the $100,000 machines off. They said, well, we're going to go 36. I said, no, I want 12 months. They said, but sir, your payment's going to... I said, I don't care. I said, the money's not a problem. The thing about it is that I need the machine.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, and it was that type of thing. So I paid it off in 12 months, and I just paid that off last month.
Great. Great. Well, that's awesome. You sound like the exact type of customer you want to work with, and we want to build a relationship with you. So,
I need to be able to do something and keep going. You understand? There's a lot of options, a lot of different things to do, and I just want the funds available all the time because I can't pull. I've had a few arguments with my son saying, listen, I need to pull it. No, you can't pull that because we got that job and all the payroll and everything else, and then you can't pull it. I said, okay, well. I'm going to sell that backhoe right there.
Well, I tell you what, you're going to save my number, and I'm going to be the guy. When you need 250, you just call me, and I'll be able to get that for you.
Okay, perfect. I like that.
I'll send you an email in about like two to five minutes here. As soon as you can get all this paperwork back to me, we'll get started on it, and we'll be in touch.
I'll see if I can get back to you by the end of the day, and maybe Monday you can get back to me on it.
Absolutely. Like I said, we work as fast as you work to get me that paperwork. That's it.
Yeah, I got somebody in the office coming in about an hour and a half, and that's what he does.
Okay.
He's the one that does all my loans and everything for all my refinances on my house and all.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
He's got everything in the file.
Sweet. Sounds good to me.
All right. Okay, and your name again is?
Jeremiah.
Oh, Jeremiah. All right. All right, Jeremiah. Sounds great. Well, nice talking to you. Send me that email, and we'll respond to you real soon.
Absolutely. Sounds good, Mike. It was great meeting you.
Okay. Yeah, right. Same thing. You have a good one.
You too. Bye.